Company of One by Paul Jarvis. The one-sentence summary. Staying small is the next big thing for business. What the book says. Remaining small can provide the freedom to pursue more meaningful pleasures in life, running a successful business that focuses on getting better rather than bigger. Doing this on your own terms allows you to avoid the headaches that routinely arise in the day-to-day grind of a traditional growth-orientated business. A company of one doesn't necessarily need to involve just one person. A company of one questions growth first and then resist if there is a better, smarter way forward. The question should always be, what can I do to make my business better? Not, what can I do to grow my business larger? The main traits of a company of one are resilience, autonomy and control, speed and simplicity. The build-to-sell mentality, in which growth is seen as the sole purpose, is flawed. 74% of high-growth tech startups fail. Growth and scale at all costs is a broken, outdated, and unsubstantiated model that disregards what research has told us about the hazards of growth and scale. The system and structure needed to cope with growth is sometimes described as feeding the beast or a hungry ghost, a creature with an insatiable appetite that is always looking for more. It's the disease of more. Overhead equals death. The less you have, the freer you are. Work out the upper boundary of what you need and stick with that. Growth as a one-dimensional metric for success is useless in the absence of real reasons for it. It is usually desired from the start because of inflation, investors, churn or ego. Growth equals success as a philosophy leads to vanity metrics. Measuring social media followers, subscribers or clicks, but not the stuff that really matters. This is often called collecting, not connecting. You can't own an audience because they don't think about your company all the time. What's good about it? Introverts can make very successful leaders. Like all good leaders, they require psychology, communication, resilience, focus, and decisiveness. What they don't need is workaholism because it doesn't work. Companies of one need to become adept at single tasking, doing one thing properly without distraction. Multitasking doesn't work, and priorities, in the plural, were only introduced in the 1950s. You can't please everybody, and trying to do so doesn't work. You should proudly exclude audiences and tasks if they don't suit what you're trying to do. To flush this out, try placation, trying to change the minds of people who hate or don't want your stuff. Prodding, that's taking a deliberately polarising stance, or amplification, singling out a characteristic and leaning heavily on it. Think Marmite. Many businesses suffer from commitment drift. They fail to keep their promises, whereas with a company of one, your word is your contract.